Okay, let me slide in here once again. Catch my breath after running up the stairs real quick to see if Liz Shine was there, but she is not. So, it is 9 o'clock, and you are listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM, and streaming on the web at kdvs.org. Listener-supported, freeform radio from Northern California and beyond. Broadcasting live from the basement of Freeborn Hall on the UC Davis campus, or I should say under the UC Davis campus. Welcome to Sac Scene Artist Edition, where the next 20-ish minutes, oh boy, I should have, to find out who they are, what they sound like, and where we can catch them playing as part of our Sac Scene. But before we get into our conversation with the real Sarahs, I would like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, the real Sarahs, would you like to introduce yourselves because the mic is hot?
Good morning, Guy.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for having us on.
You're very welcome. And am I speaking with Sarah Larkin at this time?
This is Sarah Larkin.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure which Sarah I talk with at each time. And Sarah Ryan, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm a preschool teacher, so I'm just going to do this quick interview and then go back to doing summer camp.
Oh, very cool. Well, let's get that going. Could you each give yourselves an introduction so everybody knows who you are, where you're from, and maybe a little bit of your background? Musically.
Sure. Well, this is Sarah Larkin, and I'm, you know, a lifelong musician. I hail from New England originally. I've been living in California for almost 20 years, and Sarah and I have been singing and performing together for about 14 years now, and consider myself a vocalist and singer-songwriter, guitar player, and lover of all types of music, and feel very blessed to be making music with my dear friend for so long, Sarah Ryan.
And Sarah?
And I guess I'll just take over there. I'm Sarah Ryan. I hail from Southern Ontario, Canada. And I've been, in the States for about 20 years myself. And I grew up singing with my dad. And I love all kinds of music. Thanks with a jazz vocal group in high school, and I love singing and songwriting, and I don't know really what else to say. Here I am in California.
I think it's great that you both love singing and songwriting so much, because I so enjoy listening to and watching you all sing. I can never get out of my mind the very first time I saw you all perform with one other Sarah at the Anderson Valley Grange when you guys opened up for the Sam Chase and the Untraditional.
That
was the first time I had seen, heard, and just fell in love with what you all do and have been a fan ever since. And I really love Everything's Changed, this new release that you have coming out, or that is out.
Thank you so much.
And is there a song, or do you want to talk about the album, how it came together? Was it intentionally the way you laid out the songs, or did it kind of like just develop serendipitously?
Well, you know, that was a long project. that we took on and co-produced with Alex Degrassi, award Grammy nominated guitarist. And yeah, it was kind of an organic project. I mean, Sarah and I hadn't released a record since 2017. You know, we've been focusing a lot on touring and you know, kind of getting our music out farther afield. And we did a couple of collaborative shows with Alex, and then he suggested, hey, you know, maybe we should make a record together. And originally, I think we brought some songs to him that we weren't fully sure how to express ourselves to sort of get his take and opinion and sort of arrangement chops on. Mm-hmm. And it became a real collaborative project of us bringing our originals and then also some, you know, some of the cover tunes that are on the record and him bringing in some ideas and it taking shape. I mean, largely over the COVID years, I think we started talking about this in early 2020 and did a lot of it by remote, you know, on online apps and so forth while everybody was sheltering in place and we were apart. And then, and then it sort of slowly took shape, you know, and us recording in different locations over a couple of years before releasing the album in early April of this year.
Okay, yeah, because I saw that there was like two different release dates, one on your Bandcamp page and then one with Tropo Records. So, but they're very close. We have March, April, so. But it is 2024.
Yeah, we released it with Alex Degrassi's label, Tropo Records.
Yeah.
I believe the Bandcamp release was a little early so that we could share the project
right.
in advance with our Kickstarter supporters.
Ah, very
cool.
So
if you donated to our campaign, then you got a digital download before anyone else. So I think that's probably the date discrepancy there.
Oh, well, thank you. Because I do have the March 18th on mine. So very cool. Do you want to talk about the album? Is there a message with this? Or is it just come hang with me and let's talk and listen to each other kind of thing?
Well, Sarah and I always tend to write songs that really are very personal.
Uh-huh.
And I think that Sarah and I both have been through a lot in these past 4 years, right before COVID, my house burning down, shortly after that.
Wait a minute. The house Sarah burning Larkin. Down, that's Sarah Ryan's house or Sarah
yes,
Larkin?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, this is Sarah Ryan.
Okay, thank you.
And then shortly after that, Sarah Larkin being in a near-fatal car crash with her
yes.
sweetie.
Yes.
I've had a lot of issues with my teenager, having some suicidal ideations and things like that. It's just been
oh my
one
gosh.
Heck of a 4 years. And so I think a lot of the songs on there are near and dear to our heart and speak to our experiences in that way. So it is a very tender-hearted, vulnerable album, I would say.
And I think that vulnerability is wonderful. It's almost like a shield for yourselves. It's your power.
Yeah.
And you put it that way.
And I think in large part, it's often sort of the name of the game in the kind of music that we write. You know, people often ask us how we got our name. And I think we tend to keep our stories and songs very real. And so there, as Sarah was saying, you know, with all these circumstances in our lives, and some of the songs were written before the pandemic, but
right.
if you reference, you know, the name of the album, which is Everything's Changed, there are a lot of threads in that record that talk about a lot of the changes that we've been through, a lot of our ups and downs and traumas and growth and, you know, Lichen on a Limb, you know, speaks largely to my car accident and You and Me speaks largely to Sarah's experience with her child. And so I think we're talking about our own sort of changes and evolutions and experiences, as well as, you know, just sort of representing our, this sort of the breadth and style of the type of writing and music
right.
that we make. And it was also really interesting to work with an outside co-producer for the first time ever, which helped us to kind of take a step back from our personal relationship to a lot of these songs and stories and help to look at them more objectively from a musical perspective, which I think was really helpful in the development of this album. And also we brought in a lot of collaborators, really amazing collaborators like AJ Lee and Lebo from ALO. Eric Yates and others. David Hayes, who's Van Morrison's longtime bass player. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of influences from other artists that helped us to take a little bit of a step back and fully form these songs in a way that we may not have perceived them ourselves within our own experiences and perspective.
That is so cool. Why don't each of you pick a song, and let's start with Sarah Larkin. Pick a song off of Everything's Changed, and let me get that on the air so everybody can hear what you have to say.
Let's play I Will Ride.
I Will Ride. Okay. Here we go with I Will Ride. I'm going to bring my mic down, and your mic will still be hot, but I'll lower it, and then we will be back.
I can mute. Yeah.
Okay.
Driving down the road, it's time to get out of this place. I've got my troubles packed inside my big old blue suitcase. Got to get away from here, 'cause your love I can't replace. I don't think that I could stand the tear stains on your face. I will ride. Yeah, I will. By my side, I will ride. As the sunset settles down, I feel the chill of night. Remember how you held me close when you wore that dress of white. Now I sleep alone and I can feel the winter's bite. Hear the smash of shattered glass and the wrongs I can't make right. I will ride. Yeah, I will ride, and I will ride. Without you by my side, I will ride. I promise I'll love you forever, and I will keep that vow until I die. But I learned the hard way that two wrongs don't make a right. Slowly sorry turned into goodbye. They say a love like ours is one time in a blue. I know I will never find another one like you. As I wind through the mountains and the moon comes into view, I hope she shines her gentle light on the path ahead for you. I will.
Yes, and that is the song I Will Ride by The Real Sarahs off their newest release, Everything's Changed, also featuring Alex DeGrasse. Released on Bandcamp on the 18th of March, 2024, and on Tupro Records on all other platforms, which is Alex's label, Tropo Records, on April 5th, 2024. You know, I must say that I just love your harmony so much, and reminds me of the one time that Joan and I had seen you guys open for the California honey drops in Redwood Valley.
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
Was it not? Yeah. And that when you were working with, oh, my gosh, I can't remember his name right now, Big Hair, keyboard player, and had played bass with him as well,
Lorenzo.
Yes, that's right, Lorenzo. And that he wanted specific harmonies from you all.
That was such a special show. It was very close to the holidays, and I remember after that show we stayed up really late after everyone had left and just sang like Christmas songs,
really?
And four-part harmonies. And
oh, that is that so cool. A... With with them all?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Cleaned up our stuff and then ended up just singing Christmas songs for a long time afterwards.
Now I feel
they
that Joan and I
very
should...
very intentional musical choices. So when we were arranging songs with them backstage, they were very specific about which intervals they wanted us to sing on.
Right.
It was fun.
Yeah, I thought that was great. And now coming forward to your work now, is it just the two of you, or do you have more voices overlaid in your harmonies on this particular song and the record itself?
It's mostly two voices,
okay.
But there are some additional harmonies. There's a couple of songs that do have some additional harmonies on it as well, where, you know, Sarah Ryan will add in a third part or whatnot. And actually, AJ Lee also sings vocals on two songs, Whippoorwill, and I can't remember the other one, Sarah, do you? I think it's Great Divide. Oh, right, Across the Great Divide, which
okay.
also features Nina Gerber,
oh,
who
cool.
I didn't mention earlier, but it was great to have her on this record as well. She added so much.
I am so happy that Nina was able to join you as well. She is also a mainstay in our Nevada County area, so that is so cool. You've gotten people from all over California to collaborate with you on this particular work.
Yeah, we felt very blessed to bring in so many great collaborators. It was so special to have everybody's mark on the album. We've got Joe Craven on there.
You do?
Yeah,
my gosh.
Really okay. fun.
What song next would you like to showcase?
I think we'll go ahead and go with the title track, guys.
Okay.
This one really features Alex Degrassi's finger picking style, and I'm excited to share.
Okay, Everything Has Changed, the title track, Everything Has Changed, and let us go with that. Let me make sure I got the right one. Yep, here we go.
But this last time was different, I can't quite define. Something felt strange and I knew it was time. And what do you do when you don't feel the same? No one wants to admit it, but everything's changed. Struggle on through with your head in the sand, or set yourself free and move through the pain. Well, he told me that evening the magic was gone, and it pierced through my heart, but he wasn't wrong. And I guess I could fight it. Let the cannonballs fly. But all I could do was sit there and cry. And what do you do when you don't feel the same? No one wants to admit it, but everything's changed. yourself free and move through the pain. Guess it's surprising what one day can bring. But to tell you the truth, to false hope I did cling. And now that he's gone, it feels so good to sing. Feel my feet on the earth and start over again. Yourself free and move through the pain. Think I'll set myself free and start over. Set myself free and start over. Set myself free and start over again.
Yes, that is the song Everything's Changed off of the Real Sarahs and Alex DeGrasse's release, Everything's Changed. Just wanting to let everybody know that the Real Sarahs sound just that wonderful live as well. And speaking of which, we've already had us do the introductions of who they are, the Real Sarahs. I hope you've all have now met. We shared some music of what they sound like off of their newest release called Everything's Changed. And now we're going to talk about where they are playing. You are going to be up in Grass Valley at the Wild Eye Pub on Saturday, August 3rd with a full band, correct?
Well, yes, we are. We're really excited about it. We've played there many times. We've never brought our full band, so we're very excited about that.
And Jen, the Generator, will be with you as well?
Yes, of course.
Oh, very cool. So going from a trio to, is this a five-piece or?
It is a five-piece. We've got a mandolin guitar player, Michael O'Brien.
Okay.
And then we've got a drummer, Robin Zickel.
Very cool. So excited. So August 3rd at the Wild Eye Pub in Grass Valley, starting at 7, playing till about 9 p.m. Are you going to be out at the creekside?
That's the intention. Hopefully the weather will support that.
Yes, well.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to be back in Grass Valley.
That'd be very cool. And before you're even in Grass Valley, you've got a couple other things that are kind of close-ish to the Sacramento region. You've got a concert that you're doing out in Hillsburg at the Plaza in Hillsburg on Sunday the 28th. That would be this Sunday from 1 to 3 o'clock. And that's in the Hillsburg Plaza right there in the center of town.
Yep, that's a free show.
Oh, wait,
so bring
I'm sorry.
Your picnic
yep.
And
free is a price. I'm sorry, we can't mention that.
Okay.
But it is out there in the sun with everybody, and you really don't need Coin of the Realm to enjoy this one. So, yeah, bring your blanket, your chair, and a picnic lunch, if you choose. And you also have a big bluegrass benefit that you're doing as well, which I think is pretty cool. That's from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Sugar Pine Point State Park. And
That would
be right on Lake Tahoe. I did look at the map, and that's going to be the night before. That'll be Friday night, August 2nd, before you then come back down to Grass Valley.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think the proceeds from the benefit concert are to support education programs and restoration projects to keep our parks a welcoming space of inspiration and recreation for generations to come.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
I lifted that.
It does help to support the state park.
It does, very much. So that is cool. You've got these shows coming up in our area. August 3rd, the Wild Eye Pub, 7 to 9 o'clock. I do have links back to this on themusesyndicate.com. If you want to go to today's show and look up Sac Scene Artist Edition for today, I do have links back. I will be posting this evening everything as well. And so if you want to just go to the KDVS.org website, the information will be there as well if you look at today's show from the 9 to 9:30 hour. Is there anything else you all would like to share before we have to say our goodbyes?
Well, we're just so grateful for radio stations in general, but you especially, Guy, for just supporting independent artists and having us on your show. It's a really good opportunity for us to share to a wider audience, and we really appreciate you, and thank you for inviting us.
You're very welcome. It's been a long time coming with all the shows that I have seen you play in the area. So thank you very much for making the time this morning. And I hope you are feeling better after your COVID weekend.
Yeah, thank you. One of these days we'll come play live in the studio with you.
Oh my gosh, I really hope so. That would be so cool.
Yeah, us too. We'd love that.
Well, thank you again very much. I am going to go out on, oh my gosh, where it is? You and Me. Because I think this is also another, well, they're all lovely songs. But this one I want to share with everybody. And the Sarahs, you may disconnect at your will. And we will be back with Liz Shine at 9:30.
Thank you so much, Guy.
You're very welcome. Bye now.
be free. To make your own life, you hold the key. We may not always...
All right, and we are back. It is 9:30. You are listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org. Listener-supported freeform radio for Northern California and beyond. Welcome to the Earworm's Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene by visiting with the people who create and support it. I am your host, Muse, and today I am joined by none other than Liz Shine.
Good morning, Muse. How's it going?
It is going well, but before we get to our little chat here in the garden, I would like everybody to know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California.
Certainly not.
Yes, so definitely this is a public affair show featuring our local artists and those that help create and make the scene what it is in our Sacramento region. And I am so happy that Liz Shine has decided to grace us with her presence this morning. Liz, please, could you give everybody a, not a quick introduction, but a thorough introduction of yourself?
I love that. I love that. So I'm a singer-songwriter based out of Sacramento, specifically Midtown. I roll around there. I have been a longtime musician, but I'm actually doing my first solo effort as my authentic self. I'm a very proud trans woman, and one of my missions is to create safe spaces for other artists and things like that, and use, you know, my platform to uplift folks. And so a lot of the songs that I play and that you'll hear today are going to be written from the perspective of my lived experience, in hopes that it uplifts other folks. And so you can catch me all around the greater Sacramento area. And I'm looking to really kind of springboard from this album to create more and more spaces where folks feel safe, they feel heard, and we all enjoy a lot of really good music.
Yeah, heard, seen, and feel safer.
Yeah, because the world oftentimes today can feel very unsafe. So I'm trying to provide that positivity.
Yes. Like that red tide.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, if you're not familiar with the scientific word of red tide, it is something that comes up on the beach and kills all living things.
So, sounds very appropriate comparison.
but on a happier note, Liz does have a show tomorrow night, Thursday, July 25th, at the Starlit Room.
Yes.
You want to talk a little bit about that? Because you've got some great musicians
I do. You know, it's another thing that I do. I don't shy away from wanting to be with other fabulous musicians. Uh-huh. So the show is going to be called Sanctuary. We're going to be celebrating the fact that Sacramento is a sanctuary city for trans folks. And I am going to be joined by Casey Shane and his band. Many people probably have heard of them. And I'm also going to be joined by the Willow Snags, they're such an amazing band. Uh-huh. Both of those groups have been around for quite a while. And we're going to be raising funds for the Trevor Project through some raffle prizes.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And it's going to be a really fun night. So if you don't have anything going on tomorrow night, doors are at 7, show's at 8.
You'll need Coin of the Realm to get in through the door and up those stairs if you so choose to go check this out tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Do you have some music you'd like to share with us?
I do. I was going to kick it off by playing a couple of songs that I feel like kind of go together. And the second one, actually, Good Times, I'm releasing a new single today. And so if you're into that kind of thing, it's streaming.